This episode is brought to you by Southern Elegance Candle Company, where modern values meet Southern charm. Right now, check out their fall and holiday collection with candle scents such as Caramel Latte, Fireside, Sweet Potato and Brown Sugar, and our personal favorite, Orange Spice. This scent is clothes wrapped in a citrusy orange essence that takes you all the way back to Grandma's house. This one is sure to be your favorite, just like it is ours. So be sure to visit secandleco.com and use our promo code CRUX, that's C-R-U-X, for 15% off all regularly priced items. That's secandleco.com, where they lovingly craft each scent and city combination to elicit a fond memory to whisk you to a place of pure joy.
Yo, internets, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. This episode, we're doing it a little different. You know, I'm breaking it up into two separate episodes, you know what I'm saying? Make it a little easier to digest because, you know what I'm saying, we got it in this time. I ain't going to lie to you. I had the pleasure of being joined by Big Cliff from Carolina Sports Talk. You know, he's been on a few times. Then also had a new guest on, Ms. Desiree from Uncut, Raw and Unfiltered podcast. She's new to the game, so you know what I'm saying, we trying to break it in, trying to get a feet wet in the podcast game. But you know, she didn't hold back, you know, she got it in and we got it in with her. So wanted to break it up, make it a little more digestible. But we hope you enjoy. If you do, hit us up, let us know, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Be on the lookout all week too. I'm gonna be posting some throwback episodes, you know, since we on our 10-year anniversary of the show. So yeah, I'll be posting no clips of past shows, like, you know, from the beginning to now. So be on the lookout for those also. So yeah, man, hopefully you guys enjoy these part one and part two of this series. But yeah, man, let's start the show. Let's get it started in
here. Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, internets, it's your boy Be Easy back for another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. We ever get your podcast for free 99. You know, Keisha had to take a weekend off, so I had to get some help. All right. Now, one of my helps is a voice you've heard before. Family of the show. You heard me talk about him all the time. You know, you might have even heard me on his show a couple of times or whatever, you know. It's my man, Big Cliff. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Bring it back one more time.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right.
What's good with it, family?
What's up, man?
Cooling, man. Glad to be back.
Appreciate you. Thank you for coming.
Already. Yeah, you.
You know, I appreciate you taking your time to come on down and join me.
For sure, man.
On this wonderful day.
I appreciate you having the Christmas tree on the table, dog.
That's yeah, what's chroma, yeah, you know.
Chroma table.
Yeah.
Christmas tree.
Shout out to the interior decorators.
Hey, say yeah. Less.
If it was me, it'd be a Kwanzaa table. I don't know. What did they put up for Kwanzaa? Like some lights or something? I don't know.
Isn't it like a candles? Yeah.
Candles, okay. Now, Big Cliff isn't the only one that I had to bring in. You know, now, this is our first time, y'all. This is a DJ Blaze Show podcast. Cherry getting popped. Miss Desiree.
Ooh, this is nice. And you know, Cherry popped a long time ago.
Hey yo.
On this show?
Oh yeah, we talking about podcasting.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we talking about this show now. That's later. We talking about we gonna bring that up later in the episode.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. Now like, you know, Big Cliff, Carolina Sports Talk.
Yeah.
Desiree, her show, Raw, Uncut and Unfiltered. You know what I'm saying? So, Desiree, real quick before we get started, how long have you been doing your show?
Honestly, for like 2 or 3 months.
2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm very new.
You're such a baby in the game.
Yeah. Oh,
turn up.
But I, you know, appreciate experiences like this because it's only gonna make me better.
Oh yes, know? It will.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here for. Yeah. So you know, when it's people's first time on the show, I like to do something what I call your fave five, right? So it's just five random things, and I ask you your favorite of those things. Okay. Not all five, just one favorite.
Okay.
You know, because you can't have five favorites. You only have one favorite of a thing, kind of like a best friend, but that's a different discussion.
Listen,
you can't put me on live and then try to say how what's your best friend, because I'm gonna name them all.
Mm-hmm. See,
I ain't getting beat up.
Indecisive people,
right? I am very indecisive, so mm-hmm. we're gonna go ahead and say all five.
Okay, so your favorite cereal?
Oh, I'll eat cereal.
Oh my goodness,
never have?
Nope,
not even as a kid?
Nope,
Saturday morning cartoons?
Nope,
no cereal.
I hate milk.
Yeah.
Like regular milk or just milk, period? Or?
I mean, if I do milk, it'll be like soy milk, maybe almond or oat milk, extra, extra creamy. Uh-huh. But I don't even really do that much.
Yeah, because like, I don't do the cow juice either, but I'm just going to get my cereal. Like, I stay with the almond milk.
Yeah. Wow. And and if you didn't like milk as a child,
it wasn't almond milk. It wasn't altered.
Because almond milk just came out like 2 years ago.
No, because I've been on it I haven't drank regular milk in almost 10.
Mm-hmm. Even out that long?
Yeah. I mean, well, a lot of people who make it, it's just from nuts, and the process is very kind of, like, almost kind of simple to make.
It is.
A lot of people who've been vegan and have that lifestyle, they've cultivated different ways to do the things that they want healthier.
Shout out to vegans for making that. Y'all will not fool me into getting no vegan cheese, though.
Oh, that's so good.
So watch this. Check it out, though. The first of the year, you know, I stopped and Ben stopped off the pork and the beef.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But meanwhile, start of the year, I'm going vegan for the first 31 days of 2022, bro.
It's not hard, and I know a lot of vegan places.
I already been pulling the recipes. Mm-hmm. I got some vegan clams. That I'm listen.
Vegan clams?
Bro.
What is it? How much soy go into this shit?
Not a lot, bro. This one's made from mushroom stalks.
So you having mushrooms. You're not having clams.
Dog, but by the time I'm finished with them, oh, they going to be clams, cuz.
You going to bite me?
Say less. Turn up.
I ain't going to say nothing else.
God, I'm telling you, bro.
Having vegan burgers. It's not
they
vegan burgers.
They are good. Yes. They
it's
are so good.
Beans.
And I love beans.
Beans. Legumes.
You should ask me about that. I love beans. Okay. Which beans do you like? All of them.
All of them.
Wow.
Black pinto.
Yeah. You're not eating a burger. Yes. It's beans on bread.
Pintos.
Dogs. So you wouldn't fool with like even the Impossible Whopper or.
Why? When there's a Possible Whopper is right here. Why would I eat the Impossible Whopper? I want a Possible Whopper.
But it's bussing, bro.
It's possible that it's going to run me to the bathroom.
No.
See, for me, I like it because most time when I want burgers, I'm rocking turkey burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And those are good. But when I want something that still has the flavor of the stuff without having to worry about eating all that red meat, bruh.
You said red meat like white people talk about black people.
And did you feel
how
me?
Nose turned up,
dog. Cause I don't fool with it. And here's the thing. And I used to love it. Even like a couple of weeks ago, I caught myself trying to get some deer sausage from my dog, and he was like, "Yeah, man." And it tasted good. And I was just like, "What's going?" Stomach later, about 5 minutes. Mm. Game time.
You got to coat the belly. That's all it is.
Nah,
you
I'm good.
Coat the belly.
I'm good.
Yeah, and I've been noticing like as I've gotten older, my body tolerance for a lot of things have shot all the way down. Mm-hmm. Like. My favorite food was fried chicken. I can't even eat that no more.
Oh, my God. Like, hold on. Moment of silence.
Do you not see how I feel about this? That's my favorite food, and I can't even eat it. My stomach just, like, it goes crazy. And I'm just like, what in the entire world? Like, I could not have possibly eaten that much fried chicken that my body's rejecting it. Now, I'll say it now. If you try to do this with seafood, I'm just going off myself.
Wow.
Yeah, because what is there left to eat? You can't eat. Because I don't eat seafood.
Now, vegan is really the vegan lifestyle. I'm pretty much almost vegan because people have to understand being vegan does not mean you're just not eating animal product. That means you don't wear animal byproduct. Mm-hmm. It's a lifestyle. I've already almost completed it. It's just the food part.
Like them vegan Jordans you got on?
Huh?
Them vegan Jordans.
I said almost.
Oh, almost. Okay.
Second of all, wear Jordans. Like, somebody bought these for me, and I was like, let me see. Like, but I don't wear Jordans.
You feel like you can jump high in?
I can already jump high.
Higher.
Like Mike.
or like, oh, never mind. Mm-mm. But anyways, like I've tried vegan shrimp, and I like the vegan shrimp burgers. Okay. Those things actually are good. And I had vegan gumbo the other day. I just came back from Chicago.
I'm allergic to it, but it sounds
how are you
horrible.
Allergic to vegan?
No seafood.
No, I'm allergic to
yes,
shellfish.
Yes, my point. It's not real. Shrimp, you won't die from it.
But now you get the flavor. Exactly.
And the gumbo was bussing. It was like it's not meat in Chicago, mm-hmm. or I can't believe it's not meat. I mean, I had a like burrito. That. The burrito was like this big. I said this is the best burrito I have ever
stuffed full of beans and green shit.
You can do that at Taco Bell if you want.
Nah, but
bean,
I can do it.
Bean
full of meat. Pause.
Bro, but
that's
see,
what
even,
she said.
Hey yo,
I'm against all of this. If you want to be vegan, fine, but don't try to bring your veganism religion onto my meatism by stealing the name of our products. It's not vegan chicken. It's not vegan shrimp. It's not this, that, and the third.
Okay, it says a person that ain't never tasted it. Once you taste it, then let's have a conversation. Okay. You got to at least be open.
Like barbecue, vegan barbecue is jackfruit, whatever.
Oh no, that junk really tastes like meat. Like you like it tastes like meat.
I'm looking forward to it all, yeah. bro. Like, let's go.
I would literally, my body would have to reject all forms of meat before I turn vegan. Sorry.
And see, and that's how it is for some people like me right now. Like, my body is not.
Yeah, I feel your pain, though.
Yeah, and I'm in pain.
I eat chicken for breakfast, fried chicken for breakfast, and a waffle, so.
Oh, well, thank you.
Can you eat baked chicken?
I mean, I can, but not so much of it. Like, chicken, beef, I've never really, like, red meat, I've just never really got into as a kid. Like, mm-hmm. I was a vegetable person or a vegetable kid. So, like, my mom would have to, like, take vegetables and mix some food in there for me to eat it. So
that's the total opposite of most kids.
Right.
I'm a little different, but, okay, it is what it is.
Well, your
I'm
skin is glowing.
Exactly.
So.
Beautiful fall.
So, you know.
Inside out.
So, shout out to that. Okay. Your favorite actor or actress?
Damn. Can I get a list? Let's see.
Tyler Perry.
You know what? I'm going to say I do like Tyler Perry, and not for the reasons that people think. He, to me, is an inspiration. So I look at people in, like, what they've accomplished. You know, from him coming from his background and the things that he lived through and how he was able to overcome those things and create something for himself. Mm-hmm. He would definitely be my top male actor because he got a lot. I recommend him, and he's a Virgo. Mm. So it just lets you know once we focus.
Okay.
Female, that's hard. I like the first person I can think of right now is Taraji P. Henson, and that's probably because I just probably watched a couple shows or movies by her, so we're just going to go with that. But, you know, she has a similar story, similar background, single mom, growing up, you know. So like I said, I look at people's backstories. I don't look at what they are doing right now. I just kind of look at what they've overcome because for me, I've overcame a lot of things. Like, I'm still fun, don't get it twisted, but I just like to see that there's hope out there for people who actually want to change and that do it. So. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Your favorite, it could be either or, your favorite shoe or your favorite, like, article of clothing.
You mean, like, in my closet or, like, designer?
Something that you got. Yeah, something you got.
Probably these sweatpants I got on. I done wore them 3 days in a row.
That's a big deal.
Okay, so these are my first male-owned. I bought them, but they're like guy joggers.
Oh, and, they just feel
they are comfortable. The pockets are big.
Y'all in the pockets.
Oh, y'all have teeny pockets.
Yeah, because see, you know, and I know little strange facts here and there, but female clothes were actually intended for females to remain females, and male clothes were for them to provide for the females. So pockets are not going to be big on females because they are supposed to be with a male counterpart that's supposed to pay for everything, which I ain't against. However,
or just hold everything.
Yeah, to hold everything. So our pockets don't have that much, but hey, I know I'm about to have pretty stuffed pockets soon, so I need bigger.
Okay,
bigger.
Speak that.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I thought, you know, maybe women pockets are smaller because they got smaller hands.
Let me put your hand up to my hand.
Dang.
I ain't got no small hand, bro. Dang.
Her hand is a small, my hand's still bigger than hers.
Barely.
And that's the last thing I'm going to say about that. No. Because she is quite petite. I would not.
Yo, not I was have a not woman. Expecting Neither. That just now, bro.
When she put it up, I was like, oh, shit, wait a minute. But I couldn't follow it.
Like, but so, like, I used to be so.
Goddamn, Jordan.
To, so I used, I, okay, so. When I was in high school, I was dating this boy, and he was like, girl, you got man hands. And it made me feel so bad for a long time that I wore nails every day for at least 10 years. I've never taken nails off. But I'm like coming to myself. I'm like, you know what? A person don't define me. I said, you know what? Man hands or not, that means I got a better slap radius on you.
But so. Here's the thing, though. In real life, even sitting across from you and having witnessed what I just witnessed with B-Eazy's hand, your hands don't look big.
They don't look big. Mm-hmm.
At
no.
all. So the man hands things ain't no thing. So that
I'm putting my kinda... hands in my damn This is some bullshit.
No, but that's what I was getting ready to say. Like, I'm not going to come on your show and come at you, bro. But that leads me to say, what kind of hands you got, bro?
Pocket hands. Yeah. These are woman pants with small pockets. That's what I got. Because obviously I don't need man pockets with these minuscule hands that I have.
Put you in your hands?
Yeah. Little teeny hands. I got hands like DJ Paul.
Wow.
Damn.
All righty then.
I'm comfortable in my hand scalinity.
Hand scalinity?
You know what? Me too, finally. Yeah. Finally.
Well, if it makes you feel better, they're not nowhere near that, so.
See, he got real.
Ooh, yeah. Pick me up, daddy. Okay. So that's what I'm going to be doing now. You know, if we're going to be talking, we can hand test.
Hand first.
Your yeah. hand's got to be bigger than mine.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again. How tall are you? Five what?
Five, 2.5.
Five, 2.5.
Wow, bro. And I'm 6'3". Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Easy. No, and it's the funniest part about it, though, for the listeners who didn't get a chance to really see that, as your hand started to get closer to hers, when you got close to it, I saw your hand went, uh-oh.
Because I was looking at the bottom and the top to see what, you know, where the line
was. No, she got a line.
It was already lined up. Yeah,
it was like, so, uh-oh.
Yeah. I couldn't stretch it no more, you know.
And, you know, another strange fact is, like, when I... Well, the reason I like the pockets because I actually have extremely long arms.
Okay.
Yeah, so when I'm putting in female pockets, I have this really uncomfortable band. But whereas I'm wearing men's because the pocket's so deep, I can actually rest my hand. You can get down there
and dig them and scratch your ankles.
And they ain't that long. But I could never wear shorts to school.
Okay.
You know,
because the fingertip test.
Bullshit. I went to the administrators, everybody. I was like, this is not fair.
I got 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
You got a wingspan.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I was like, when people say your arm width is supposed to be your length, I said, well, somebody lied.
Now I will
see. Because that means I'm supposed to be taller. And everybody thinks I'm generally taller. Like, if they see me on social media and they see me in person, they're like, girl, you short. I thought you was at least 5'7", 5'8". And I'm like, girl, I wish, but once I get my money and get my knees done,
you can stand,
will be.
I get my knees done.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're stretching folks' heights out here in these streets.
Like, yep. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. And no, but like, big deal like there's a surgery, like how they go.
Yeah, y'all ain't know who y'all put on this show.
So like when they're doing the BBLs and stuff, like, yeah. No, you can go and get like inches added to like your height and whatnot, bro.
I can get like 3 inches or something.
Like I saw one dude go from like 5'2" to like 5'8".
Get the fuck.
Yeah, stretching like your bones and stuff, bro.
I'm about to go.
Nah.
I want to be 6'2" so damn bad.
And it's all possible thanks to modern technology. No, it's cracker
what it is. It is what it is. Like, I've been 6'3" since what?
Yeah, you can say that because you're the tallest one in here.
Yeah. I've been just able to barely grab the rim, but I knew if I was a little taller.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, what was the third thing? your fourth thing. Yeah, we're on the fourth thing. All right. Your favorite episode of Martin? Were you a Martin person growing up? You're a little younger though.
I'm born in the 90s.
Oh wow.
But yeah, Martin. I mean, the thing about it is if you're on TikTok a lot, then you'll start seeing a lot of Martin episodes pop up. So let me think of the last one. I know I like episodes with Bro-Man in it because he's just funny. But I also like Shanae-Nae. I think Shanae-Nae, any episode with Shanae-Nae, because I liked Shanae-Nae. And then someone recently on TikTok did a rundown on Shanaynay because people were like, you know, why is this black man playing this female and this character and this is how she is? But I'm like, y'all know she had a business.
Yeah, she had,
her own stuff. She had her own apartment. She was independent. She was attractive. You know, like he broke that stuff down. And I was like, yeah, that's true.
Didn't she loan them some money sometimes?
Yeah, she loaned them money, gave them tickets to stuff, hooked them up with things. She was a go-to person. And she kind of reminded me of myself just a little bit, only because I'm the person that people go to about everything. I'm like, do what I'm going to do. Google it.
Oh, they come to me for everything.
And everybody think I know everything. And I know a little bit about a lot of things because I like have strange facts.
Like the pockets.
Yeah. But I tend to be what's called resourceful, and a lot of people just depend on my resourcefulness.
Well, it's better to be useful than useless.
Exactly.
So. Facts.
Go ahead, do it. Big deal. My voice ain't that deep.
That's a big deal. Now, it's official. You got to get the sounder, bro.
Okay.
We got to get it.
All right. Now, the last thing, it came from a post you did maybe last week, a week before last, and it was about conspiracy theories or whatever. So, what's one conspiracy theory that you definitely believe in?
Oh my God. That can't be a question because that will be a segment.
Just one.
COVID.
What about COVID?
See what I'm saying? It's going to be a segment.
No, what do you believe?
What do you mean?
Okay, one, if you went to school, everybody went to school, you know, at least made it to 11th grade, right? You in biology, they talk and they tell you about how patents are created and how long it takes for a patent to come out before it can be a generic brand. So when we're looking at COVID right now, we have three companies, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, all patented to have a cure or to help prevent COVID.
Let me finish first.
10 years. So that means that it had already been out at least 10 years ago before they were able to disperse it to multiple people. Now people are saying that they don't actually have something. They have something that was created that they can use that's safe, which is pretty much the flu, because the corona is a variation of the flu virus. So again, if you have the flu or cold, common knowledge, you only get the same cold once, right? So if your body becomes immune to it, why is there a need for a vaccination? Also, I went and looked up 2008 death toll, right? It was like 9,000 or something, right? And I compared it to 2020. First, I had to search. So when I went to Google and looked up death toll of 2008, it gave me the number clear as day.
What death toll? I mean, a death toll of what?
Like, just the United States.
How many people
alone
had died, or how many people died from the flu?
No, just people that die, period. Okay. Because they say that the same amount of people die and the same amount of people are born. You know, there's a number, it's consistent. Like, we have a death rate and a birth rate, right? That's how they calculate how many births are happening this year, and how they can, like, say, oh, we had, like, the baby boomers, that was a high birth rate that year. So when I looked that up and then had to research to find it for 2020, had to dig down several articles, it was pretty much the same. So if we have an increase in death, wouldn't we see an increase in numbers statistically, right? So it wasn't. It's like, for me, it's like, well, why are you blowing this up and making it so big and scaring people? And then I realized, even going back into religion, and this is just my conspiracy theory, you know, might be true. And if y'all see me dead next week, y'all know it is true.
Oh, wow.
But I'm looking even at religion, even when Christianity became Christianity. Right now we're on a spiritual movement, and a lot of people are moving spiritually. And before, that was deemed witchcraft, that was deemed negatively, and now so many people are on it. If you on TikTok alone, you see nothing but white people reading other people, and that was never necessarily their thing. That was our things. We did the tarot, we did the spirits, we did the stones, all of those things. And you know, and I feel like it's because it's becoming so widespread that they have to get in front of it. Even with Christianity, Christianity was Christianity long before they decided to make it Christianity. I don't have my, like, I have the facts, but I don't have, sometimes I forget the name, but it was like the Council of Milan or the Edict of Milan or something where they decided that they were going to actually make Christianity a religion. And over during that time, it was like 100 different practices of Christianity at that moment. They decided to take and lose and put what they wanted in the King James Version. And they actually, you know, took from the Hebrew Bible to actually make the King James Version of the Bible. And a lot of the things were interpreted in the ways that they wanted to interpret. So they, what they did is they took that religion and controlled it because many people were now worshiping this or deciding to be Christians. So let's say, hey, the religion, the government, hey, we're losing people to this religion. Let's get in front of it. The same with spirituality. Like everybody's talking about spirituality, which was what Jesus was originally teaching anyways, is spirituality. It's like being one with yourself and the world and loving and all this other stuff. And I feel like the government is trying to control that. And so, hey, how do we get people in line? Let's make them afraid. Anybody reasoning thoughts will go out the window when people are afraid. So, hey, let's get them controlled. And now I know, and my family tested it. Like, so my grandfather and my cousin, they got the same shot. They put a quarter on their arm at the application spot, and the quarter just is sticking there like it's magnetic. So what type of shot is that? Like, why is a quarter sticking to my arm? Now, that might just be little dumb things.
I saw that, but then I saw that get debunked.
Oh, I saw it in person. It ain't no debunk. There were four people in that house that have gotten vaccinated. These two had the same one. They had Pfizer. And the quarter was sticking. The other people that had Moderna, it wasn't sticking or whatever. So I'm just sitting here,
that's
like
the good shot there.
Yeah, man. But see, what I'm saying is what's in this? You know, what's really in this? And as people, you can't, even if you go search to look for it, you can't really find what's in that. And that's not how it's supposed to work. Also, during this time, do y'all know how many emergency government meetings and laws that have been pushed? Nobody knows about that because that's not what they're pushing. They want you to be afraid and worried about this thing over here, distraction, divide and conquer, while they're doing a lot of stuff in the background that you don't even know that's making you lose rights. So, yeah, this to me is a diversion. It's a scare tactic. And a lot of people who aren't aware enough to question the people at power are falling victim into it. So, and, you know, and I can't say that if I wasn't aware, I wouldn't do the same thing.
Do you think it's that because they give them like the shot away for free and all that?
Bruh, let me tell you, it's tornado season. To protect yourself from tornado season, get the vaccine. Tell me when and where. Make that make sense to me. How?
Hold on,
Biden came out with that slogan.
It's Christmas time. Get the vaccine. Yeah. So you can have a Merry Christmas.
Why are the government ain't gave nobody nothing for free?
And so I will say this, not free. It doesn't immediately charge us, but the government, for everyone that's being pumped, the government is paying for it. So there is a price tag associated.
But how they got the money to pay for it if we in debt?
Increasing your taxes and increasing the.
But how to get. We in debt for everything though, but exactly. They still find money for stuff though.
Exactly, that's my point.
I just wish, like, in the beginning they would have made it like $1,000.
With the vaccine?
Yeah.
Why?
Niggas would have been beating on the door to get that shit. They would have been protesting in the
exclusive
damn shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I personally believe your body can heal. Now, of course, you had polio and you had other things that happened, because I was talking to an older lady, because I be finding nuggets from different various things. I'm gonna jump across this thing with my big hands.
She can reach you, dog. She got reach.
Long ass arms. Kevin Durant over here. Nuggets from an old lady.
Oh, Kevin Durant on the other Kevin Hart's body.
Yeah.
I'm taller than him.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Your hands probably bigger too.
Probably bigger than most.
So you found nuggets from an old lady about polio?
Yeah, she was telling me how they did it, because I didn't. You like what time in history has something like this has ever happened? Right
back then, polio.
Yeah, we don't know about that, and they don't even teach that stuff. Like, yeah, we talk about bubonic plague and stuff like that, but we don't think about things that are happening within our time in arm's reach, like literally, not because my arm's long, but in arm's reach of history. Mm-hmm. And I'm an avid person. Like, if you know history, you know it's going to repeat itself. Like, just learn it, see the signs, right? even going to the Bible, they say it's a living Bible, just because nobody's breaking the cycle, in my opinion. We're living through the same times over and over again because no one is choosing to change history. But she was telling me about polio. She was saying that they took the sugar cubes and stuff and took it to schools. Kids were forced to take it. The parents didn't know nothing about it, like, or didn't say you couldn't take it, but because everybody was afraid of their kids.
Oh, the vaccine was in sugar cubes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, she said that it was almost similar to this, right? And I'm like, okay, well, I didn't know that. But also, I have an issue with a company that I can't sue if something happened. Like, there are more... And they choose, because you have to look at the platforms out here. Most of these platforms are owned by someone. So if they have an agenda, those platforms are going to push their agenda. Even if you look and, you know.
I'm pushing my agenda.
Uh-huh. I look at, I don't know if y'all seen Dope Sick on Hulu.
I ain't watched it yet.
Oh, my God. Watch that. Watch that. Okay. Because it literally blatantly puts the government in your face. Like this privately owned company by a group of a family decided they wanted to push opiate. Like, and what they did to go around it, who they paid, the FDA backed them, got a label, paid people off, got senators, everyone, and they can see people are dying in these states, but they choose the bottom line, the dollar amount versus what's happening, right? Finally, they end up having to pay, but nothing near
what they had already
what they've earned, okay? So you look at... when you start looking at this stuff, you see, like, they literally created websites, they created these things to push their narrative, and that shows you kind of a little bit how dangerous the internet can really be, because if you know how to use it, you know how to set it up, and you know how to push what you want, and you got the money to do it, anything that you want, hey... Crux Media Group is a $10 billion company.
It is.
Yeah, $10 billion company. $10 billion company, but it could be a dollar. But because you have everything that you can do, shut up.
Go ahead.
But you have everything that you could put all the false narratives that you want. Mm-hmm. And people don't pick up books anymore. They go straight to the internet. They use Audible. They have all of these access to these things that now Wikipedia, people was listening to Wikipedia not knowing that this is non-factual stuff. You know, right. You can put anything up there.
I can go and edit it. I got an account. Mm-hmm. I can edit Wikipedia.
Exactly. So my point is that when you have governments and you have this money and they can push and do things, because even if you look at the election 2016, when Trump got in, it had, the Analytica scandal where they
Cambridge put Cambridge Analytica.
Yeah, they had all of this stuff pushed, and that's how this person got in elected, and dictators across the world were elected around that time. Just so to me, I just like go back. These people were elected at this time, and now fast forward a couple years later, now we got this issue. So is that a connection? So like for me, I just maybe am just a little too aware, and that's probably why I might hit a blunt, just to like, you know, let me just
where you get your blunt from.
I ain't telling y'all, you know what I'm saying, but just know.
You know who pushing the blunt?
What?
The government.
Yeah, because you want to know why?
Big tobacco.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because one, but you see, y'all got me in another conspiracy, because CBD, right? I was like, I researched how CBD worked, because you got an endocannabinoid system, and the CBD attaches itself to your endocannabinoid system, and this is how THC.
Jesus Christ.
I told you, I like knowledge, okay? I am going to research
everything.
Tell
me how tequila work, because that's my thing.
Oh, tequila, you can be you can use it, drink it.
I was joking, but you know.
She was ready.
Well, yeah, it's agave, but, you know, people use it to actually lose weight. It'll help you lose weight if you drink enough
shit.
Of it.
I need to drink more then.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, so tequila and soda. What?
Tequila and what kind of soda?
Club soda.
Oh, not Sprite.
And lime.
What lime is in Sprite? So,
there you go.
Hi-yo.
But Sprite. Now, we talking about Sprite in this country. We talking about Sprite in another country.
She about to talk about high fructose corn syrup.
No, not even that. I'm just saying that, no. See, the thing about it is because they're banning travel. They're doing a whole bunch of things because if you go to all these other places, the things that are being pushed here are not being pushed there.
Oh, it's different.
Or it's completely different.
It's nasty.
We are living in this pot of bullshit.
Oh, goodness.
Wonderful. This is a pot of bullshit. Today, look, you shouldn't ask. I said this would be a whole nother segment.
I love high fructose corn syrup. It wakes me up in the morning and it puts me to sleep at night. It tucks me in.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a lot of things aren't good for your body.
It's your friend.
It's my best friend.
Okay, but see, why is the United States the sickest country? They get you sick
because they eating fake shrimp. If you would eat real shrimp. You'll be healthy.
Yeah, but you know what?
Chicken lady.
Tell me why you, okay, so if you really want to go there, let's go there. Because the shrimp that you eating ain't even real either.
I don't
there
eat shrimp.
Processed. I mean, well, shrimp. For people, they're not, shrimp is not even that color. They color it, they dye it, they farm it. It's not real. So none of the stuff is real.
Bubble gump shrimp is dyed and colored and laid to the side.
All of those things are processed. Even the food that we eat is processed. The vegetables we eat are processed. When people are sitting here talking about non-GMO and they're talking about all this, I'm like, do you know that all this stuff come from a clone? They're scientifically grown. They're hybrids of other things. They're not what they were when they were. And most of the time, they don't even have the same nutrients that they say that they do. Like beta carotene that you find in carrots. It's not, carrots don't even carry that. Like it just.
Period.
No, like a lot of these things are just basically cardboard.
Damn, so I guess I got my answer to what conspiracy that you believe in. Like, all of them, goddamn.
I told you. I said, look, that's a conversation.
5G, nigga. Let me tell you about 5G.
But see, with 5G though. Why is it 2021 and you can't get a cell service? The internet is worse. Like, my phone is worse than when I had a flip phone. Take me back to flip phone.
Your teeth mighty white. Mm-hmm. Let me guess. Fluoride.
Oh yeah, it closed that third eye. You know what I'm saying? Y'all laughing, but shoot, this is like.
But she dead serious, all see, of them. That's the thing.
But see, when
she's
I
like, y'all laughing,
I know, I'm fucking
like,
with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. But see, once I cleared all of that stuff out, my mind started thinking a lot better. Like, and the awareness level is completely different than when I was putting a lot of those things in my body.
Well, where was your antennas things? When them niggas came in here to rob me?
When did this happen?
Nah, that's a line off of Friday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because yeah. I'm like, you know, shit. Let me go get my gun.
Where was your antennas? Nah, so okay, we got it.
Okay,
yeah.
Conspiracy. I'm gonna have to call you every week.
Listen, to get conspiracy theory of the week.
Yeah, listen. From the long arms of the law,
the raw long arms.
Yeah,
you know, y'all gonna do yo. Like this.
What about you, Cliff? Do you believe in any one of those the myriad of conspiracy theories? Jesus Christ, I was just 9/11 was a hoax. That was mine. I was like, God damn.
Listen, mine seems so less significant now. Yeah. But there is one that I absolutely believe in, being again who I am with Big Cliff, Carolina Sports. The NFL is rigged. Like, there are certain matchups that they want to see, and they absolutely have ways to manipulate and dictate the outcome of the game.
I believe it.
Cliff, you know too many games. People that play sports. In real
think,
life.
Yeah, and but they're making money.
Because they exactly.
Money. It's money because people are going to be betting against a certain team and depending on who's betting their money, I told you, like, money control everything. And those companies that own they own these athletes. They own them. They are signed to contracts. It's like slavery. So to me, you know, it's a modern day slavery, but.
Okay, Kanye.
But even with
go ahead, don't stop. I'm joking now. Come on now. You
know but what? Even with the way that the things
you don't
are
know
able
the answer,
to,
Sway.
How Sway? There are things, but like with the Panthers Super Bowl, we talked about it with the way that we had the wrong cleats the entire first half. That's something that's documented. But at the end of the day, people didn't care. Had that had been corrected earlier in that game, or even not been an issue, it would have been a completely different game. But because the NFL wanted. Your boy Big Head to be able to go out on top with the Broncos, Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
they manipulated the outcome in ways like that. So it's not something like where they'd be like, "Well, I feel like they will go and pay Cam $100,000. Yo, we need you to throw this game." But to manipulate things that they can, to even with scheduling, to have some of the better teams to have harder competition through a year to manipulate the ultimate outcome. So every once in a while, you'll get your random like 99 Ravens who really shouldn't have won the Super Bowl to win it anyway because they just came out and went against the odds and did what they did with a terrible quarterback. But then you'll have the ones like that where it's like Tom Brady. I don't know who and what he paid or, you know what I'm saying, who and him and Giselle, done, whatever, but it is absolutely the NFL goal to have him to be the ultimate and the best quarterback ever. And so everything is going to manipulate to be able to do that.
I don't think they want it, though. Because in sports, they make more money when it's a toss-up, when you don't know.
You say that, but guess what? There's a reason that that even with basketball – that the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors played four consecutive years in the finals.
Because them niggas was making shots.
No.
Scheduling, the allowing them so to pay, even the waiving of the luxury tax that they did to allow Golden State to be able to accumulate like they did for years.
So even like you said about the scheduling, right? They make the scheduling the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know this year how the team's gonna play next year.
They have analytical people, they crunch numbers, like they know.
Yeah. But what I mean, like, so like last year, right? My team was, you know, supposed to be real good last year. We had like 8 people get hurt with like ACL injuries. You can't like plan for that. That's the type of stuff that I'm talking about.
That's what you think.
But I was getting ready to say,
they probably ate some real food.
But even in those instances, there are things that can. Tyrod Taylor getting a punctured lung. That was a mistake. But how do we know that? Everything can be explained. And again, it's just one that I happen to believe in, but everything can be explained. The stuff that you would think, oh, that's just random.
Mm-hmm.
It's too easy
y'all, for y'all, to be able y'all, to be manipulated. Y'all stealing my innocence. I had a childlike innocence. With
oh, we done popped his cherry.
Okay. I done heard him make this argument before. So, yeah, next up on the show, we have Alex Jones. Nah, let me stop. Well, my conspiracy that I believe in is 9/11 was an inside job.
I definitely believe that.
Yeah, no arguments for me, bro.
Yeah. Well,
that's the show. Now, actually, real quick, though, okay. Since I have gone through the list before, I got one that came to my mind that I wanted to bring to you guys. And so okay. This will be for both of y'all. I started to say Christmas songs, but I'll say holiday to be all inclusive. Number one favorite holiday song.
You want ever. Me to go first? You go first.
I'll let Dick ask the first time.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, okay, voice. Sang too?
Okay, voice.
Oh.
Okay, voice.
That is my song.
Okay. Okay. What'd you say on it, bro?
Mine is It's a Little Jingle by two guys. Out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Georgia.
Antoine Patton. And Andre Benjamin. The name of this little holiday tune is called Player's Ball.
I knew it had balls in it, y'all. Oh, sorry.
Player's Ball, yes.
How's it go?
You don't know
Player's Ball?
Mm-mm.
Pull it up.
Okay, well, while he's pulling it up, so mine is actually... there's two versions of the song, but Chris Brown's was way better and ultimately the greatest Christmas song ever. Hang all the mistletoe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna get to know. See, Chris Brown's version. See, you got to give me with all of the all of that. So
I got another one I thought about.
See, people don't know this is a Christmas song.
It is. I mean, the sleigh bells give it away.
Yeah, there you go.
Anything with ho-ho-ho's on.
Yeah.
Well, just opened up a lot more songs.
This actually was on a Christmas album.
Now that I didn't know.
See? It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. See? You say it's beginning to look a lot. You know what I'm saying? So that's my favorite holiday song.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you for that since, you know, we got a Christmas tree and everything.
Exactly. The Christmas tree is sitting on
there. Yeah. Well, y'all. That was very enlightening.
Yes.
Fade 5. So I guess we'll do a couple articles before we get out of here. A lot of things going on in the world. One of the things that was recent, I didn't get a chance to watch it, but did you guys see the Kanye West Free Larry Hoover benefit concert with him and Drake?
I caught a couple of the videos.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I tried to watch it. I thought maybe they would have like a playback on Amazon Prime or whatever, but I couldn't catch it. Yeah, and one of the things that happened was that Kanye he begged Kim to run back to him during the concert. he said, "I need you to run right back to me, more specifically, Kimberly." That's what he said to her while he was performing his song "Runaway." But she's dating comedian Pete Davidson.
Wait.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, that Pete Davidson. Saturday Night Live Pete Davidson.
Wow.
I just feel like that's to help him, because I feel like a lot of, like, here goes another conspiracy theory.
Okay.
I just feel like a lot of the times to stay relevant, because even Kanye said in one of his last interview, you know, that he was tired of, like, all of the staff and everything, because they want to keep her relevant. They got to have scandals and drama. So I just feel like, you know, she's dating him or dating him, and I'm doing air quotations here, is to help boost his name recognition.
Pete Davidson?
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, he's getting traction on TikTok.
Off of that.
Yeah, like
I can see a different, well, just not maybe him, to boost him, but yeah, maybe to give him to a different, because like me and you know, because we know entertainment and stuff. But
yeah,
how many black folks are watching Saturday Night Live?
But people probably still don't know who he is, though.
Yeah, not until now. Yeah, she dating who? Who is he? And they're gonna go and look.
Exactly. But
I can see it. But
yeah, because he been, because who he dated, Ariana Grande or somebody before.
He did?
Yeah.
See, and him dating her and getting him nowhere, because I know that. Yeah. So he was like, let me upgrade. Because, you know, she upgrade people. She's in the business of upgrading. She went from to a multi, whatever she is, millionaire.
You think she was a hoe?
I mean, for me, okay, I can say this because I am one. So, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm born again, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I felt like she took something and did it. So there was another thing, because y'all know I'm going to refer to TikTok like it's the Bible.
Uh-huh. Yeah, notice that.
Yeah. But, you know, they had did this thing on her, because there's this one girl, she does like stories on Kim, the Kardashians, and she was saying basically with Kim, she was the daughter of a prominent lawyer. Of course, we know O.J. Simpson's lawyer. And they weren't at a level of Paris Hilton and all of those, because y'all know Paris Hilton and them and Nikki, they decided to come with the show and all the stuff, so they reached this level of fame. Mm-hmm. And she was friends with them, but not like friends with them. So somehow something came for, hey, if you want to do something, do something. So apparently Kim owed Brandy a lot of money, and with that being said, she was able to pay her off a lot because of that damn sex tape. She was able to pay all her debts, elevate her family, everything. So,
hold up, she owed
Brandy
money
to Brandy,
but they weren't dating already.
She was dating her brother.
Bridget. No, I'm saying Bridget and her weren't dating already.
I think they were dating, but it was the fact that she was trying to do some things with Brandy. Like, I would have to find a TikTok and
That's wow.
Yeah, but that's basically what they were saying in the TikTok, is that she owed Brandy money. And then when that sex tape came out, because she got advice from Paris and whatever, she was able to elevate herself and turn it and spin it.
That whole family blew, at the end of the day, they blew up after that sex tape, bro. Like, that was like, they were semi-famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she
famous
was on,
adjacent.
Because she was on the way, because she, like you, I think she was like first she was like a closet organizer, and then she started doing what, mess with fashion or whatever. So she was kind of on the way, but
that sped it up drastically. And so I feel like and I'm gonna be honest, like, when you're in business, there are little things that you got to do to navigate, to push yourself above. Now, for the most part, women, we're not looked at, you know, the first thing people generally see is like, oh my god, she's so beautiful. They don't see the brain. They don't see that. So a lot of times,
so much,
we got to use struggle, our sexuality. Yeah. We got to use that to advance. And I'm like, it's sad to say, but shit, it's easier for a pretty woman to advance than an ugly woman.
It is, because I don't want no ugly women around me.
But, you know.
What about ugly dudes, bro? You all right with that?
Man,
you gotta have a nice voice or something, my boy. Mm-hmm. Like,
or be funny.
Be funny or something. Like.
Something got to be going for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I don't think she's like, I'm going to say this. If she a hoe, she a hoe, but she ain't a dumb hoe. You got dumb hoes and you got smart hoes. Mm-hmm. So she a smart hoe. And if you're going to be either one, I'd rather be a smart hoe than a dumb hoe.
Listen, the dumb ones out there on Broad River doing what she doing, and they on Broad River.
But they ain't got nothing really going for them for that to elevate them, if they were, you know.
Yeah.
Like, how to use that to, like, okay, shit, my damn coochie everywhere. Well, shit, everybody, if my coochie, let me attach my name to my coochie.
My coochie.
Now everybody know my coochie, so let me work them up. Let me get my body done. Oh, so now they looking at my boobs. Oh, now my face. So now they looking at my face. Now they forgot about my coochie, now they in my face. But, all right, let me drop this, do this, do this, do that. So now they're not even, because a lot of people don't even relate her to that sex tape anymore. Like, she's gone so far from that sex tape that people don't even think about that. Oh yeah, she did come out with a sex tape. And who was it with? That dude, Brandy's brother, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's done a lot.
Mr. Scooty Bike himself.
But yeah, no, the thing I think that was the saddest for me about with the whole, going back to the Kanye and the concert, he out there pleading, begging, screaming for his baby to come back. And the next day, she files for the divorce.
Yes,
that's like, and I want my name back too. I'm just Kim Kardashian now.
Yeah.
You can drop that West off.
Yeah.
The next day,
that's gonna break them,
bruh. Listen, they need to go ahead and put him on a watch, bro, because y'all know he ain't the most stable. I don't know if he ain't the most stable if he just play crazy, but we going to find out now for real.
I don't think he's crazy. Like, honestly, a lot of things that he said I resonate with, but I feel like it's because going through a certain growth mindset, you don't see things differently, because a lot of things I don't want to share with people because I really feel like they will think I'm crazy.
I will. Definitely will.
Like, but, like,
yeah. Hey, but, hey, man, you remember my girl who was
but,
on the...
But he got how much money, though?
Crazy.
You got to be at some level of insanity to do what he has done, because these are things that regular people don't think about. Like, and these regular people are sane.
But I think a part of it, though, is like his influence of music. He just used that to go with fashion or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
But you got to have a business mind to make that money work.
But he didn't, though. Because he was... like you said, she elevated... When y'all was like, they elevate people or whatever. Mm-hmm. She elevated him because he had like... he was like in so much debt, like $50 million in debt or something like that before they got together.
But I thought it was that Kim said she didn't help him with any of that. He did all that on his own.
Yeah, I was going to say, because he really got put on with Hove.
Yeah.
Because he did the college, kicked out. And then when he started rocking with Hove, because he'd been making beats and doing stuff.
No.
And poetry
and stuff. No, I'm saying like after that, because he did another deal before, like after Rockefeller, when him and Kim got together, he was like, they were saying he was in so much debt. And then, like, she helped him turn it around or whatever. That's what I'm talking about. But
I mean, she said, from what I read, she didn't help him financially. And sometimes helping someone financially isn't going to help. So, like, when you were talking about sports, I talk about this too, because I'm like in the financial helping business. Like, I was at a certain point and I turned myself around through simple education. And the thing is, like, with a lot of people, they think, oh, I get $1 million, I'm going to be rich for the rest of my life. But you're not going to be rich for the rest of your life if you don't know how to make that money work and extend it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think she might have given him the money. I think that she might have given him the knowledge that a lot of us aren't afforded on how to make that work. And that's more valuable than money. You know, because if you teach a man, if you take a man fishing, he going to depend on you to feed him. But if you show a man how to fish, he going to fish for the rest of his life and eat good.
Well, show me how to fish and give me a piece of fish too, so I won't be fishing while I'm hungry.
Exactly.
No, because I
can fish
like
better when I ain't hungry.
You going to catch a fish eventually. You going to figure it out because you are hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'd rather be hungry and trying to catch a fish. Cause I'm gonna have to jump in that water and catch it with my hand.
Or you can go to the soy field and make you some,
some vegan fish.
I mean, that's what you do when you're hungry. You gonna find a means to feed.
Damn, she got a comeback, boy, don't she?
Mm. Listen, she's got it firmly in grasp.
Yes, she do. Mm-hmm. There you go. So yeah, that happened Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Cliff. That she
changed her name.
Yeah, she want to get a divorce. Mm. Something else, too, that I saw. So Saturday, I saw a thing on the news. It was like, you know, they were warning people all in the Midwest or whatever, you know, you might need to go somewhere else. It might be a tornado or whatever in all these states. So Saturday or Sunday morning? No.
This was Wednesday, Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday when they were telling people that, right?
Yeah, because I didn't even hear that. I drove from Chicago back to Columbia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you drove? Oh.
Yeah, I went through Kentucky.
Oh, you drove. Yeah.
See, that was a funny
story. So,
I mean, it was windy and it was a lot of accidents, but I was trying to figure out, like, because it was a long drive back. I don't know what was going on. I don't listen to radio and news like that because it'd be depressing. And every time I hear, I got another conspiracy theory. So.
Oh.
But, like, my mom called me and was like, are you safe? Are you safe? I'm like, what are you? Yeah.
Show them driving. What's
yeah.
Up?
She was like, it's tornadoes. It's like 15 of them. I'm like, 15. I'm like, well, I don't see no damn tornado. I mean, it is windy and rainy a little bit, but I don't know. I mean, there was one point where I felt like my car was about to whoosh off, but I was like thinking because I was in a mountain and maybe like a little breeze hit it or whatever. But yeah, that's crazy. I was like, y'all could have been dead.
So this happened Saturday night then, right? A Sunday night. Friday night.
No, it was it was this week that just happened to just pass. And I drove back Wednesday, Thursday. So it was around Thursday, Friday.
So overnight Friday. Yeah. Friday going into Saturday morning.
Thursday. I want to say Thursday going into Friday.
Okay.
Because I was home by then. I made it back safely Thursday, but then Friday, my mom was on the phone with me calling, telling me, because it was that Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Well, if y'all don't know or haven't been watching the news or whatever, there was, like we said, a lot of tornadoes, and then there was one tornado that stayed on the ground for 227 miles.
And they, like, killed 70 people or something?
So far, they're still counting. I was watching the news this morning. They still, like it was one state, I think it might have been Kentucky, and the governor was like, it was like 17 people dead that they confirmed, but they think it's going to be close to 100 dead or whatever. They're saying it went through like five or six states.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I was watching, like, it just, like, the whole, like, it was one whole town that was, everything was like torn up. All the houses, like the water tower was taken down, courthouse, it was the they had a picture of like the well, video of the post office. I was about to say the mail room, but the post office, all the windows blown out and all that. It was like, yeah, they probably gonna have to tear this down too. Like nothing left in the town. Matter of fact, there it is on TV right there. But this looked bad though, so if I'm sure they're gonna ask for money that I'm not gonna give. But you know, send your condolences and you know the prayers or whatever.
They should have got the shot.
Yeah, they should have got the shot.
You know what?
And I'm not trying to be a censor, but
should have got the shot. Yeah.
Now, I will say this. I've only been through a small tornado, but I actually do remember Hurricane Hugo.
Yeah.
That's the closest thing. And it was wild, bro. Like, that where I was during the time in Walterboro, because my mom and dad were both first responders, so they sent us with our family in Walterboro while they were there in Charleston. But the eye, actually, the corner of the eye passed through there. And so, like, it was raining, storming, wild, like, ridiculous outside.
Then it got sunny.
No, it was at nighttime. It just got quiet.
Oh, yeah, it was at night, yeah.
And you could see the moon. And nothing happened. It's like, yo, where did it go? It was just like a perfect night. Then all of a sudden, boom, and it hit right back behind. And all you saw was the wind and trees start blowing and stuff. And so to have that come out of nowhere, like a like with a tornado, bro, it's.
But that's the crazy thing, though. Like they warned people a day ahead. Like it's going. They knew it was going to be some tornadoes, which was crazy. You never hear that really with tornadoes.
But here's my thing: warnings and watches. We understand that there's levels of it, but like I hear that and be like, all right, cool. And I don't be really paying no attention till it pull up. Like, and the same thing with hurricanes. In Charleston, we get hurricanes twice a week. Felt like coming up. You feel me? And so when you hear, it's like, oh no, we'll be all right. And then when you get a Hugo, it's like, oh, nah, but some of them junk be real. And so after that, we paid them more attention. And even though, you know, we would most times stay, even if they tell us to evacuate or whatever, whatever, just because, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, oh, we've been through Hugo. None of the rest of them boy going to be that. Them folks the same way of feeling about them tornadoes. Like, oh, we done been through tornadoes. We know how to handle that. But then you get something like this where it's like, oh, nah, this ain't a tornado. It's a tornado. You feel me? And so it's just, it's too bad, man, because even though, you like you said, they had a day's notice to look up and see, oh, the roof missing off the house, bro. Like, that's something different, man.
It was a candle company. They had, like, it was one of the girls. She went live because they were in the candle company and, like, blew the, you know, knocked the building over. And they were people inside. I think, like, six or seven people died. She was like, yeah, we stuck in here. We can't get out, whatever, whatever. Somebody help us, whatever. So, it's a lot. It'll probably be a lot worse stuff, you know.
Stories coming out.
Yeah, coming week. So, you know.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them. If you haven't heard, let's see what else we want to talk about. Here's an article that I saw, y'all. It's about some squatters in a multi-million dollar Manhattan townhouse. Something, it reminded me of something we were talking about off mic about a guy in Texas that was squatting in this. Like back then, it was a $300,000 house, $350,000, real nice house. But I want to say it happened around the time of the financial crash or whatever, like the bank that owned the house, they lost the house. So nobody really owned, like it was a crazy little scenario and it stayed vacant for a long time. So the guy saw it. He went to the library, got some papers, filed the papers, and he basically had squatting rights in
the
house.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. So this is what happened in Texas. Yeah. So this reminded me of this. It was an Upper East Side home. It was owned by founder of Chrome Hearts, luxury retail brand, and it was raided by the cops. They said police haven't officially pressed charges against the woman and two men found at the four-bedroom, four-bathroom, 5,000-square-foot home at 159th East 64th Street. 159 East 64th Street. I said there was once a store inside the home, but closed nearly a decade ago. It appears the 4-story townhouse has been vacant ever since. So it's been vacant for 10 years.
They've been vacant 10 years, or they just ain't know them people been living in there for 10 years?
Well, it's been vacant for 10 years. They said they don't know how long the people have been staying on
in right. the house. That's crazy.
See, there's always loopholes because, you know, the people that design a system for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't properly educate yourself on a lot of little things, you don't know things. But, like, I'm pretty sure they have rights in this home, especially if no one's claimed it and they've been mm-hmm. living there. Now, the only thing that might be an issue is if they hadn't, you know, legally claimed it, because now it's still
trespassing.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily trespassing, because if no one owns it, you can't trespass.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
But if you don't...
Couldn't the bank or something press charge? Be like, oh, no, that's our house.
If the bank doesn't own it, but... I
think it was owned by... I think he said it was owned by a business.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Designer. That went out of... Got it.
Celebrities, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, that's how the government, you know, eminent domain and a whole bunch of other things work. If something is condemned and stuff like that, the government will actually take it over, and buy the land for, like, pennies on the dollar, you know,
mm-hmm.
and make... millions off of something. Mm-hmm. So, right. you know, I just feel like, you know, real estate education, really good, because I would love God That's to send up. Me a vacant home, a $1 million home.
Yeah.
And
he'll send you one.
Yeah. I mean,
you just have to pay $1 million for it.
No. Because, see, the thing is, if they did this right, or, you know, filed, because the black man that they were trying to get out in that home, he has so many rights, they can't get him out of that house because he technically owns it due to years of being there. And I think he was paying on some of the bills there or something at this point.
I want to say he had like a water bill or something.
And something like that. So he's legally his. I mean, because think about how the U.S. was formed. They just came and took the shit.
Yeah, but even past that, like a lot, like in places like California, like Wilmington, mm-hmm. like in Wilmington, like in the time, like Reconstruction or whatever, I think Reconstruction, what you call it, like black people were, you know, in politics and stuff like that. They had positions of power and prestigious positions in the community and stuff. But then white people didn't like it. So they got together and kicked them out of town
mm-hmm.
in a way that they could legally take over their property, where some of the laws that this dude used
mm-hmm.
to... like get the house, like you said. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not eminent domain. But y'all know where I'm getting mm-hmm. at.
Right.
You know, I am with words. Anyway, phrases.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that stuff, you know, like you said, you want to find a house, $1 million house now. You can use some of them same mm-hmm. rules and laws
exactly.
that they made
That's
back then
what,
against
what I'm saying
them.
About yeah. education, because if you don't know how to protect what isn't yours, then, you know, because again, like I said, oh, shit, I forgot what I said, but y'all know what I was saying.
Yeah. Education and money.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah. Speaking of money,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the past couple of weeks, a story came out about Joel Osteen, about a plumber found $600,000 of checks and money orders and cash
mm-hmm.
in the walls in the bathroom.
First Sunday.
Yep. he was kind of complaining because it was saying, like, it wasn't a reward out. It was like a $25,000 reward. Mm-hmm. And then I think the church put up $5,000, so it was supposed to be $30,000. And then he was going back and forth about whether he was going to get it. Well, he will receive a $20,000 reward. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, Crime Stoppers of Houston announced that the plumber, Justin, will receive the reward money initially put up for information about the church's 2014 robbery. It says it still remains unsolved. That was one of the things too, that the Crime yep. Stoppers was like, he could get the money if a conviction
right.
or somebody got arrested or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He said I wanted to hear Joel Osteen say, you know, Justin, what you did was right. We understand what you did and what you could have done. That's what he said. Lakewood Church confirmed that they put reward money to help solve their massive robbery, but donated it to Crime Stoppers in 2016 once the statute of limitations expired. And Joel Osteen ain't even saying nothing, which raises my eyebrows.
It's better for him not even open his mouth, because anything he say at this point, like, he said something from the beginning, then yeah, but like the fact that the money, like you just read, that the money had already been donated, so the reward money that was there from the original thing was already gone, and ain't even in there. They said then, what?
Oh, I'm just trying to say, so let me, I just want to get an understanding of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
the plumber found $600,000 in some pipes in the church.
Well, in the walls.
They had like putting out new toilets. Mm-hmm. And then 2014 is when it was gone. The money was gone missing. They had unearthed since then. They had already filed an insurance claim, and so they got that money back and got their claim and stuff from it. But then when he was tearing out the pipes to be able to put in the new toilets, he's like, yo, what's all this? And it was the cash money order with the dates from 2014 still
look
on
at
it.
The white man.
Well, he kind of.
A lot of people, it's been a couple like theories going around. One of them is, because I would look at Joel Osteen too. Like, you know, he's trying to hide money, but. They don't pay taxes, nothing like that. So exactly. All the money he come free money anyway.
It's good money.
So he really took an L. So
he didn't take an L because again, insurance came and reimbursed that. So
well, they only got percentage of it. They didn't get the whole 600.
Okay, but still, you got $600,000 that no one knows about.
Yeah, but see,
that's
because I'm sure of it was cash and checks and stuff.
Divorces and stuff like that. If you go, like for instance, if you go get a divorce and you're entitled, your spouse is entitled to half. They are only entitled to half of what they know about. So you got $600,000 that no one knows about. Then yeah, go ahead, take half, honey. I still got money.
Well, that $600,000 is like Sunday morning service money.
Mm-hmm.
That's offering
all day. You know what I'm saying? So. That's kind of why I'm leaning toward, like, it ain't really on him. It was maybe somebody else who took the money. But how would he not know?
Get it in the wall.
It's hid in the wall, though.
Like, what was
because during that time, they were doing construction.
Oh, okay.
So they were still building and adding
was
on.
Was that y'all who bought up Blue Streak on your show?
Yeah.
That was on your show.
Okay. Yeah, with the diamond. Yeah. So, like, honestly, though, for me, again, because... with where I am in life, you can't put, I wouldn't doubt anything. I wouldn't be surprised if there ain't more money someplace in the church.
Might be.
Like, it is what it is. Stuff happens. Boy got something buried someplace.
But see, that's the thing though, but who would know, okay, I'm putting something in the wall on, I'm pretty sure to come back and get later, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Waiting a certain amount of time before it happens. So like who, I guess, scheduled that construction? Like, they would have had to do that.
Well, do you remember the movie Blue Streak? Like, on that one, they dropped the diamond in.
Yeah, he came in and dropped the diamond.
It was just on some, let me get out of here. And then as it was being built, they built a police station essentially around it. The person who was really coming to do that, if it wasn't somebody who was intentionally, could have been like, oh, I don't know what they're building, but let me get it here and then I'll get back. That person could be dead right now and be like, oh. Oh, well, I ain't get to get back in my money and never told nobody about it. Mm-hmm. And so it'd be stuck up in there. I mean.
If I was just in the plumber, though, I'd have took like 100.
I don't even know. I don't even think I would have said anything because I would have immediately thought, because, you know, like blood money, when people know you got money or they know that it's their money, now they coming for you to find it.
Hey, like Pooh Shies to say. You get it back in blood, Jack.
I know that, right?
Shit, I'm going to take 100.
If I was going to take it, it wouldn't have been, it, like you said, it's going to be all. I got to keep it a buck. I'm the dude that I'm a do-gooder at nature.
I am too.
So I'd have been like, hey, I ain't touch it. Yo, boy, come get it. I ain't did nothing with it.
So are you religious? Or
I am.
Okay,
yeah.
So what if, because this is what I be asking sometimes. Like, you know, we be asking God for stuff all the time. And here you found $600,000 and God directed you to find it, right? Like, shoot. Well,
I got an argument for that too. Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
If it's for me, it's gonna come back. Mm-hmm. So even if he said this is for you, and I give it to them boy and say, "Huh, just going back to it." If I give it back out there, it's coming back to me. Because if it's supposed to be for me, ain't nothing gonna stop it being for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I ain't gonna be pressed on that. And if not, at the end of the day, something else gonna come back. I done enough dirt that. Doing right gonna be able to help balance that out anyway. So,
what's your argument?
Well, how you said, like, what if you were directed by, you know, the higher power for you to find it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he directed you to find it because you're so honest and you wouldn't steal it. So, I know my servant will turn it in. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it. So,
the avenue upon which this.
That's why I wasn't directed to find it.
Yeah. I guess for me, it goes back then you demanding someone to give you recognition for some good that you've done.
Now, that's where I had to be for them. Yeah. And we talked about it on my show. It's like, the fact that, because back then when we talked about it, he was just still begging. They hadn't even given him the money. He was like, oh, well, I feel like they should have given me something, bro.
Joel ain't even acknowledged me. I need to hear him say it out of his mouth.
And then Buddy was on the radio like this. And then granted, the radio people called him. But at the end of the day, shut up, bro. Like, either get something or don't. But at the end of the day, you don't do good off the strength of getting what I'm going to get. That's slack.
Not me, looking for it anyway.
You know what I mean? If it comes, then cool. Because there's even been time where I'd be like, prime example. I was on the interstate coming home from, I was still living in Charleston at the time, coming from Charlotte, and I saw a wreck. I watched the car bump one car, took off running, and then that car flipped down a ditch upside down and landed. I stopped immediately, had my people call the ambulance, helped the family out. Felt the kid's heart beating, the wife crying as they're pulling out of the car that's getting ready to catch on fire, bro, like on some movie stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh my God, we need to call the ambulance. And so as soon as the police got there, I ain't stick around for nobody to ask me my name and, oh, you helped us get out of this car. Nah, I'm good because I don't even need that. Like, y'all okay? Mm-hmm. I'm good on that.
So the other car kept going?
Merkin.
I would have followed the other car. I would have chased him like, yo.
Dog, when I saw the car swerve down, it was down the side of the interstate, down a hill, like a little ditch, and then flip upside down. And the thing that really freaked me out, it was a convertible. It was a white family. I met the mom, the dad, and then like the little kid in the back seat. And I remember when I went to the car, it was still upside down and you could see the stuff starting to spark and stuff. And the mom was like, get my baby. And so I grabbed the baby. And as I put him on one shoulder, I grabbed her arm to help her get out and went. And I could feel the kid's heart beating through the back of his chest, bro. Like, it was the wildest thing ever. And like, my old lady was like, well, why didn't you stop and wait for them to? I said, nah, I don't even know my name. Long as they good, I'm good.
You got something on you that a lot of people. Now, some niggas got bodies on them. But you saved a life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what that is.
That's a big deal.
Yes, sir. See, that's why I like you. Okay. So you were a good Samaritan in that instance. Yeah. We already know, y'all, that I'm part piece of shit. I'm
not full.
I ain't a whole piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
And I don't know if I could have been like this Florida woman, this other good Samaritan. She turned over $1 million worth of cocaine that they found in the Florida Keys on Saturday. An unidentified boater spotted a massive shipment of cocaine off of Isla Morada. I hope I pronounced that right. In the Upper Keys. Instead of keeping the load for himself and becoming the next Florida kingpin, the boater contacted authorities. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol retrieved the drugs and are now working to determine their origins. It was 69 pounds of some of that old white chiba.
What cocaine? I wouldn't have seen.
I'd have turned it 60.
I wouldn't have turned it in.
In the words of the great poet laureate Young Jeezy, Jay Jenkins, if you will, 36 holes for the 19.5.
I mean, she was from Florida.
She
kept one.
She kept some of them bricks. Who finds 69 bricks?
Not 70.
Not 70. 69 bricks.
69.
I don't know. I would say it was 69 of them.
Listen.
But she got that look. If it was some good, you know.
See, it's because I'm here rocking with DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast. I can go ahead and be real. And like you said, it doesn't say the race of the individual, but there's a strong chance that if they were of the Caucasian persuasion, something is going to the house. Not even on some selling, this just going to the house for
going
them
to the
for,
house.
For
oh,
recreational
I know it was a
use.
White person. It had to be a white person.
Yeah,
But no, if that was me, I would turn that shit too. That's real blood money. Hell no.
That's factored in. That's like you ever worked at a retail store and they called that shrink.
Oh, absolutely.
That's shrink. You know, 69 bricks, you know, down in Columbia, we lost 69 bricks. That we'll get it back. That's about.
Now, what's real year. Funny is that they. That was terrible, by the way. But nah, them boy, like, at the end of the day, now the Columbia is missing 100. Because, if they take one, somebody took 21. Bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, 69, for real.
I need a number.
That's it.
And this is how I be, because I'm paranoid, y'all. I'm like this. I don't know if I would turn that in. I would probably be like, if I did turn that in, it would be what's the word I'm looking for? Incognito. Because I don't want no one to trace that back to me because if there is, because they come to looking for it because they're looking at who's the last person that saw this. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting tortured for nobody. You ain't cutting off my fingers. My fingernails are trying to fuck me with nothing other than, not even. Yeah. So, I would have turned that in, but yeah, my name wouldn't have been attached to that. It would have been one of those anonymous calls.
It's funny how you, when you asked me if I was religious, like even with where I am in life, how much the foundation has made a difference and matters with me. My grandfather was a pastor. He used to buy houses and flip them. So we would go in over the summers. I would go and we would gut out these houses, work on them, fix them up. And then we turn around and whatever money and profit he split, he'd break me off at the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. We were in this one house that the lady lost. Her son was in Walterboro. Her son was accused of being a drug dealer. She put the house up to be able to get him out of jail. He went back to jail. She lost the house. So grandpops bought it off of auction. I think he paid like $10,000 for this. Mm-hmm. How many of $100,000 house? So we've gotten it out. I'm in the bedroom and everything was in there. The beds, dressers, clothes that they didn't want, everything. So we in here bumping. I'm cleaning up under the bed one day and there was this lunch pail, like a metal lunch pail. And it's that hard in there. And I'm like, granddad, what are we going to do with this?
How old were you?
I might have been in sixth grade, so I knew what it was, but I didn't know the possibilities of what it was.
A lunch pail full of crack?
Hard, bro.
Damn.
And granddad was like, he knew what it was because he was old school. You know what I'm saying? And so he's like, oh, don't worry about it. I know exactly what we're going to do with this. So I'm excited. Like, oh, we're going to get a reward. We're going to do something with this and we're going to get some money. Do you know he put it in the back of the truck with the trash and buried it at the dump? Straight up, bro. Granddad's, and my look, the look you just had, I didn't know, again, not knowing the possibilities of what we could do with it. I knew you could do something with it. And
I ain't no telling
he
how much
said, I'm not dishing this garbage.
If you don't know, but like with the 69 bricks or whatever, like if you don't know nobody who can get it off, your ass just stole 69 bricks.
Facts. But the thing about it goes into more of a moral thing, right? So when I look at things like that, I look at it from a moral standpoint. You're putting something that's basically crippling your community for a bill. And the problem is why a lot of us can't get anywhere that
my
we
community.
Should go. Yeah, your community. Your community, the people that...
White people?
No, black people.
That's who buy white cocaine, powder cocaine?
No, he's talking about hard. We talking
oh, you're talking about crack?
Yeah.
Oh, crack.
And,
okay, sorry.
I know black people that do cocaine.
Yeah, but they don't live in... the black community.
Yeah, they do.
They do? They
no,
do
whole time. Listen, whole time.
True, I do. True,
yeah. Especially in 2021, bro, it's more than you would understand, bro. Like, it shocked me how many of my, like, I won't say friends, but classmates, folks who you know who work in regular jobs, who like how some folks are sparking bud, like it's nothing.
And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you too, because I'm going to go back to that thing. It's because the fact of the matter, cocaine stays in your system 2 to 3 days. If you work in a job weed stay in your system for like 1, 2, 3 months, depending on if you're trying to clean it out. So people do coke because they want to party and they do things, but you know, now that you know we've got introduced to Molly and all these other drugs that's been pushed in our community, people want that fast fix. Now it's not as hard as crack, but you can
it's
still get
light.
Addicted. Yeah, it's crack. How
wouldn't say crack ish?
Yeah, crack ish.
But crack-ish. The moral thing about that is like we easily sell ourselves for a dollar. Yep. Like even I was speaking with some older people yesterday, and we were talking about how not Walterboro, what is that place over there, begins with the B, Buford. How this guy tried to come in and buy Buford. A white guy tried to come in and buy Buford from black people, and they didn't sell the most important part because they knew what they had, and they knew what they had was priceless. You can't put a dollar on history and family and generations, and you know, you can't put a dollar on that, but most people would sell. And then a piece of our history is now gone for however many dollars,
right?
And now they're making billions of dollars off of this, because I'm pretty sure when somebody comes and offer you money, they're lowballing you.
That part,
they're lowballing you.
Gentrification is real.
So you're selling something for something, amount that is, what's the word, richer than any dollar. So when it comes to something like that, I applaud your grandfather for doing that, because I think that that's garbage and it should go in the garbage.
Oh, wow.
I hear you. Meanwhile, sixth grade me was like, yo.
12th grade you would have. Granddad, I know what to do with that.
12th grade me wouldn't have told granddad him, nothing. Yeah. What you mean?
Because you found it.
That I found it. And literally, again, being a kid, because I grew up completely naive to a lot of things. And it wasn't until I began to be exposed from them or two things away from my mom and pops on my own. It's like.
But you knew it was drugs.
Instantly. When I picked it up, I looked and I was like, open it up. Because in those situations, anything that I would find, like I found knives and anything like that. If I took it to him, it's like, yo, can I keep this, granddad? Yeah, sure. Or we would take certain things that would be of value, like TVs and stuff, take it to the pawn shop. And so we would make money along the way while we cleaning up the house to be able to, you know what I'm saying, sell it and make the big money. But so when I looked, I was like, what's this? And I saw it, instantly knew what it was, bro. Like it had like just, even though it was, because in my mind it was like pure, but now it was just dirty and I just knew it was. It was that hard, bro. Hard. Yeah.
So I don't even know what that shit look like.
It's once you see it, you'll never forget it.
I don't want to see it.
Once you see it, you never forget it.
Good old crack.
This is the DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast.
Yeah. So that was part one. You know, be on the lookout for part two. I mean, it'll probably be up right after this, but you know, I just wanted to break it up. But DJBlazeShow@gmail.com. Call us up 444-436-2370. And yeah, man, stick around for part two. Well, you know, you might have to download it or whatever, but you know how podcasts work. Anyway, take it easy, guys.
Let those who have ears listen. Whatever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.